Welcome to Jam Session Reality Era, where we're spilling the tea on our favorite reality shows. From the drama-fueled Housewives to the legendary Vanderpump Crew, we're here to dish it all out. Just a heads up, spoilers are on the menu, so listen at your own risk.
Hey everybody, it's Jeanette.
And Megan.
And today we're talking about Buying Beverly Hills, Season 2, Episode 1.
Featured on Netflix.
Yeah. So when we were covering Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, we talked about watching Buying Beverly because we want more Kyle drama. I think that's what it comes down to. We're nosy. We want to know what's going on between Kyle and Mo.
Yeah, and from what we can see, it was alluding that we would get more information in buying Beverly Hills. So here we are. Here we are.
Here we are.
Jeanette, let's get into it.
Yeah. So, Megan, so far, does this show make you want to be a realtor?
It actually does. So, honestly, for the past year, I've been thinking about going to school for real estate.
Yeah.
A part of me feels like I'm too old to restart a career and to go back to school. But I've always been interested in real estate and homes, and I would love to show them. So yeah, the show kind of does make me want to be a realtor, especially with the stuff that they're selling.
Right.
The commission that they're making. Heck yeah.
Cha-ching, cha-ching.
Cash money. Which, speaking about ka-ching, ka-ching, do you think that we should get our real estate licenses, go to LA, sell a few homes for a couple million dollars, then move back here to Florida to like a regular spot in Florida, not Miami.
Yeah.
You know, somewhere regular where we're tens and live like kings.
Yeah. So I'm down for anything. I wonder if I would only want to sell one or two houses. I think if I sold a couple of houses and made millions of dollars, I think I would just be motivated to sell even more, you know?
So you'd probably end up staying in LA and just being a realtor.
I don't know, because LA is expensive. Okay. Maybe we go to LA, we sell a few high commission homes, come back to Florida, sell, you know, regular Florida homes.
Okay.
That way we can keep some income flowing, but we don't have to pay the high living costs of California. Boom.
Plan. Perfect. Love it.
Planned. Perfect. Love it. Yes. All right, guys. Well, we have our next 20 years planned out.
Hell yeah. Okay, so when this season opened up, it's Mauricio talking to the girls about like the separation with him and Kyle. And he said something that kind of bothered me a little bit. He said he tried everything to save the marriage. Do you think that it's possible that Kyle has been expressing to him for years and years all the things that are bothering her and that she would like to have changed and he wasn't doing it? And then once she was like, hey, listen, I want to separate. You date who you want to date. I date who I want to date. Do you think that's when he probably started trying?
Probably, because there is no try. There is only do. Okay, you're either making changes and working on the relationship or you're not. So he obviously wasn't trying hard enough, or quote unquote trying, you know, little air quotes, little air quote action.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it, Jeannie.
Yeah, and honestly, like looking back at what I know about the history of the business, it seemed like Kyle was always saying, hey, I want you to be here for the family. I want you to spend more time with the family. You're traveling too much. And he literally just doubled down. He was like, cool, you want me around more? Cool, I'm going to go open up 20,000 more agencies and never be home. Okay, bye. Like, how is that?
Cool, you want me around more? I'm going to go on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, it's almost like he doubled down on not being around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
totally agree with that because we've been watching their lives for years.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't something new. So that's what I was thinking about. Oh, you're saying that you tried everything when it was too late.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I
guys just typically seem to do that.
Yeah. And I did notice him working more, traveling more, partying more. So yeah, I don't know what he considers trying.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool, cool, cool.
So also in the beginning of the show, they were, you know, going over some of these amazing houses. And the first one that they showed.
Ugh, they're beautiful.
Yes. The first one that they showed was on Bel Air Lane or Avenue, or I don't know what it's called, but it had an entire glass bathroom. And I wanted to know, would you feel comfortable having an entirely glass bathroom?
No. No, not at all. I want privacy in my bathroom. And I know that people aren't like looking in, you know?
No, you don't. You don't know that. They probably all have binoculars.
You're right. They could. Or drones?
Drones.
Yeah, no, I don't mind having like a glass window in my bathroom to have some light come through, but I don't want it all glass. I wouldn't be comfortable with that.
Yeah, maybe if I had like a rockin' hot bod and I was just like, cool, I want to show it off.
Capture me naked.
Yeah. But yeah, it seems very vulnerable. I don't know.
I did like the balcony, though, of that house.
I liked everything. I loved that big ass door Kyle grabbed on and she was just riding the door open because it. So big. I loved it all.
Kyle's silly. Would you want to live in one of these homes that their real estate company has listed? One of the kitchens in these homes costs more than my entire house. The kitchen.
That sounds like something a peasant would say.
Right?
Absolutely. I am a Taurus and Tauruses are just known for wanting their fancy shit. And I would love to live in one of those fancy houses. And the kitchen house, the one that was $400,000 kitchen, that one was my favorite with the $1 million staircase.
Oh, $1 million staircase. That is so crazy. It's mind blowing to me.
I need it. On this show, there's daughters. They all have dark hair. They're all like working and trying to make some money. Does this show at all give you a Kardashian 2.0 vibe? Like, do you think they're trying to be the next Kardashians?
Yeah, now that you say that. Yeah, I can kind of see that. Yeah. You know which daughter I think is really pretty?
All of them?
All of them are beautiful, but it's the oldest.
Farrah.
She's got the dark hair and the green eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that she is so unique looking. She's very beautiful.
Okay.
And then I feel like the other daughters resemble Kyle.
Yeah.
But I can't tell who Farrah resembles. She has features of Kyle, and I guess she also has features of Mauricio. But she just looks so different and unique.
I feel like all the girls have the same voice and speaking pattern as Kyle. They all sound like Kyle's.
Yeah. Those are Kyle's daughters.
Yeah, for sure.
So something that I picked up on just in this first episode is Kyle seems to be like more talkative and receptive to Mauricio and they're communicating about the business. But in Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, she was kind of cold to him, and you could tell that there was something up. Did you notice the differences in how she treated him within these two shows?
Yes, I did. And it made me wonder, like, what is the timing of this show? Did they record this one before Beverly Hills? I really would like to know the timeline, because it does say in the beginning of the show that when it goes back to that moment that they look like they were getting along, it was 6 months earlier. So I wonder if this is just kind of before things got bad or went from bad to worse.
Okay, we should look into that.
Because they did seem more lovey-dovey.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did seem more lovey-dovey in this episode.
Right.
But you can also see that it's going to start going downhill soon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just from the previews, yeah.
I love a dramatic downfall. As messed up as that is, I just love to see it.
So in the show, they started introducing us to the agency and some of the other teams. And I noticed that one of the guys had a trampoline under his desk, and he was just trampoline bouncing while he was working. And I was just wondering, do you want a trampoline desk, Megan?
No. Trampolines scare me of all sizes. I don't know why.
What?
I think they're dangerous.
I think they are dangerous.
My son goes to his friend's house, and she has a trampoline. And whenever I pick him up, he's like, oh, yeah, we had so much fun. We were jumping on the trampoline. And every time he tells me, it just makes me cringe. So I think they're dangerous. No, I don't want a trampoline desk. Who do you think you are?
You have a trampoline phobia?
Yeah, I guess I do. I guess I do.
I learn something new about you every day.
I'm scared of the dumbest stuff.
That's true.
So, Sophia, she is the newest daughter that is coming to work.
The newest?
Yeah, she's the newest employee coming to work at for an internship at the real estate place.
Yeah.
What are your first thoughts on Sophia?
Okay, so my first thoughts was that, of course, I think she's so gorgeous. She dresses so cute.
She is.
But she seems kind of lazy to me. She even started off saying, oh, well, maybe I'll show up 3 days a week or something.
Yeah, and doesn't the dad say, well, eventually I'd like you to be there 5 days a week.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I have more to say about her, because she just really bothered me.
Okay.
But those are my first impressions, that she's very beautiful, speaks well, dresses cute, but that's about all the nice things I have to say.
Okay, well, we're going to dive a little bit more into our thoughts and opinions on Sophia. So,
okay.
She was late to her first day of the internship. Everybody else is there. Everybody's waiting on her. Thoughts? Did you think it was unprofessional?
Yes, it was horribly unprofessional. I didn't think it was funny. I didn't think it was cute. And I feel like her dad being the owner of this place, I feel like she almost has to be even more respectful. Like, you can't just be daddy's girl showing up late whenever you want just because you wanted to look cute in your fun outfit. Like, it just comes off so bratty to me. And I am just so confused about this girl, because she doesn't show up on time. She showed up to the ranch hungover. She's like, oh, I'm so hungover. I don't want to do any of this setup. Then she pops open beers and starts drinking before the event.
Uh-huh.
And then she's just sitting around eating food. And her dad's even like, are you going to help your sisters? Because her sisters are all working and talking and hosting this event. And she's just over here doing nothing. And my question is I don't understand. Why is everyone so afraid of Sophia? Why?
So I think everyone's afraid of Sophia. I have my thoughts and opinions about this. Obviously, she gets away with everything. Obviously, she doesn't have to do shit because she's already making a bad impression. It's like nepotism. It is true nepotism. And all these other real estate people who are working here that have had to earn their way and have actually had to work hard, they're like, so what? Is Sophia going to be my new boss? Like she... And I also think, I don't get this vibe from the other sisters, but I do get this vibe from Sophia that she's a mean girl, that she grew up being very privileged, knowing she's privileged, getting whatever she wants, and she was probably a mean girl. Because those are the vibes that I'm getting.
Yeah, she must be mean because they even made up a song about how you better watch out because she's mean and everybody keeps saying that she's mean.
And there's a part where she's like, her sisters are talking to her and she's like, I know, that's why I'm in therapy and I'm working on being nice. Like, I don't think you should have to work at being nice.
Yeah, I just do not get it at all.
Yeah, I pretty much have the same question to you. Why do you think people are intimidated and scared of her? Like the employees, her parents, her sisters?
I don't know. I don't know enough about her. I don't know. Maybe because she's the younger one, so she gets away with more. You know how like, when your first kid, the older kids always have the stricter roles. Nobody cares about the middle kid. And then the younger ones just get to get away with everything. So maybe she just gets whatever she wants. She's the youngest and the rules don't apply to her. I just don't get it.
Yeah, because I want to go back to when she's at the showing, trying to set up where she's drinking beer. She's eating a sandwich. She's hungover. Mauricio's like, you're going to have to like earn your own money. You can't like live off me and your mom forever. And she's like, why not?
Mm-hmm.
Why? So these are our first real impressions of her in this first episode. And first impression, she looks like a spoiled brat.
Yeah. Yeah, she's definitely giving spoiled brat vibes, for sure.
Okay, yeah. Moving on from Sophia.
Okay, so the event that they were setting up was to kind of show off the Rustic Valley Ranch.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was the Tanger Way house. That's the one that had the huge garden wall.
Oh, yes.
And then there was the one off Bel Air. That was the one that had the $1 million staircase. And I just want to give you your pick, Megan. Which one would you choose?
I would choose the Tanger Way with the huge garden wall.
Oh, nice choice.
At first, I wanted the Rustic Valley one, but it's so much work. That is not a home for me. That's a lot of work. That's for a rancher.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a rancher. I barely pull weeds. I don't mow the lawn. I can't keep anything alive. So the $1 million house, like it was really beautiful. It's just not me. I would want the huge garden wall house.
Yeah, that one was nice.
Which one would you choose?
Oh, I want the $1 million staircase house.
Okay, cool. So we wouldn't have to be competing over houses in our offers.
No, you can take the Tanger Way. I'll take the $1 million staircase house. Perf.
Perf.
I was surprised that in this episode they did talk about the Hiltons a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Which was juicy. Those were juicy tidbits. And I was wondering, do you think that the Hiltons should have been more supportive when Mo started his own business? Or if you were the Hiltons, would you have been pissed that he left and started his own business?
This might be an unpopular opinion. But I kind of understand why the Hiltons would be pissed at him leaving. He did bring in a lot of money for them. Like, he was one of their top selling people.
Mm-hmm.
He's now competition. They already know he can sell.
True. True, true, true.
Family competition. And I believe some of the people from Hilton went with Mauricio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, from a business standpoint, I understand why the Hiltons were pissed. He shouldn't have taken any of their people. I think if he would have split and told them he was splitting, because I'm also pretty sure he's like, hey, I'm leaving, and bam, he left. So had he like left, air quotes, the right way and started his own team that were not their members, maybe it wouldn't have been so bad. Maybe they would have been more supportive. But I hear that the Hiltons mm-hmm. are not really that great of people. So I don't feel bad for them.
Right. They're going to be just fine. And another thing I want to mention, that if people chose to leave the Hiltons and go with Mauricio, because Mauricio couldn't make them leave. He wasn't like, all right, you guys are coming with me.
Right.
They wanted to leave.
Right. They left on their own accord.
Yeah. So what was going on in the Hiltons business? How were they being treated? Where everyone was like, you know what? Peace out. I'm taking option B. So to me, that kind of speaks volumes on maybe the Hiltons a little, because if they were so great and all this stuff, then you wouldn't leave them, right?
Yeah, because going with Mauricio is a risk because he's brand new.
Yeah.
You know, he's brand new. So it's actually a risk to go with him than to stay where you're already at.
Yeah, no one wants to piss off the Hiltons, apparently, because, you know, they're Beverly Hills royalty. So to me, that just is a red flag, because why would so many people choose to take such a big leap of faith and such a risk?
Right.
And go elsewhere. So I don't, yeah, but it does make it kind of messy when there's family involved, for sure.
I always make these wild assumptions based off little to no information. So Farrah is engaged, but
yeah,
apparently nothing's really going on with that. It's pretty stagnant, and she's taking time to figure out if this is what she wants.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's another clip of her where she's being asked what's going on with her wedding, and she's like, well, if it was up to me, I would have already been married.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that it's possible that her man proposed to her with no follow-up for a wedding? Because I have seen this before where they kind of just want to shut the girl up, or like lock, not even just that, or like just lock them down. So they'll propose to you, and a proposal that comes kind of with the promise of a wedding, in my opinion.
Right. Yeah.
Do you think that he's dragging his feet? And she's wondering, like, if she wants to continue this relationship with him?
Yeah. I didn't watch season one, but I saw the flashback where he asked her to marry him on the show. So I'm assuming at this point that he just did it because it was expected from him.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe he had some pressure to, you know, ask.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, I think he was trying to just buy time. Like, oh, okay, I'll ask her, do what's expected of me, but then kind of like put off the wedding. So, yeah, I don't know. And this is just me having not watched any season one, knowing nothing about Farrah or her
right
fiance, just grabbing at my first thoughts that that is what I think is going on. Like, I think he has cold feet and he doesn't really want to get married. And I think it's because of him, not her. I think she would have married him by now.
I agree. And like you said, we haven't watched season one. And that's why I wanted to preface this question with, I make these wild accusations and scenarios with little to no information.
Yeah.
Maybe we should go back and watch season one. To be perfectly honest, I had never even heard of this show.
Me neither.
I didn't know about it.
I don't really watch Netflix that much, I noticed. I couldn't even figure out what my login was.
I don't watch Netflix either. They took a dive. And to be perfectly honest, I don't even know why we're still paying for it. I guess we're paying for it for little tidbits of gold like this.
Yeah. I did like that you can speed up a Netflix show.
What?
It has a speed thing right on it.
What?
It has a little playback speed on it. I think it only goes up to 1.5 though, so...
You are such a speed freak.
I am a speed freak.
You fast forward or speed up everything that there is an option to speed up.
Yeah, it saves hours of my life. Life hack. All right, so we were also introduced to some of the other agency people, and I don't know what his name was, but he had it. I don't remember him, but I remember his dog. Sophia, the toothless, jawless dog. What were your thoughts on this sweet little baby?
Dude. So you know that typically I do not like animals with disabilities. Don't come at me. Don't come at me. It's my personal preference. I want my animals to be anatomically correct and not falling apart. Okay.
She doesn't like
Yeah, I don't like disabled pets.
Say, okay, yeah, okay.
But Sophia is so freaking cute. I am not even kidding you. When it panned over to her and her eyes were shut and her tongue was hanging out, I was laughing so hard. I rewound the clip of Sophia 4 times. I love Sophia. I hope to see more of Sophia. She is so cute.
Aww, she's the star of the show. Did you hear that guy say something about, is your dog okay? Is your dog about to die? I was like, oh, no. Poor baby.
Yes, yes. And then when he said that, Sophia's owner was like, hey man, don't say that. She still has 7 years of life to live. I'm like, does she? He was so offended.
Yeah, you can tell he is attached to Sophia.
Hey dude, is your dog okay? Is it about to die? Who says that to somebody? That is so messed up. But I guess he's just looking at this dog with its eyes closed and his tongue out.
Yeah. I wonder if he baby birds her food, like he pre-chews it for her.
Oh my God. She deserves it.
She does.
I don't even like that breed of dog.
Chihuahuas?
Yeah, that's how you know that I really do generally truly love Sophia, because there's nothing about her that I like, but I love everything about her.
Aw, you imprinted on her.
Did you love Sophia? Do you love Sophia as much as I love her?
I think you love her more, but I do still love her. I really just want to put bows on her. That's all.
Oh, that'd be so cute. Her little ears and some bows.
Yeah, she needs some bows, some bling.
I like that the dog's name is the same name as the mean daughter.
Yeah. Coincidence.
I also ran it back to make sure I heard it correctly. I was like, wait a second. Is the dog, are they both Sophia? They are.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So we've watched the season two, episode one. And do you want to keep watching this show, Megan? Should we keep watching? Should we keep reporting on this show? What are your thoughts?
Personally, I'm into it. I want to see more. I'm ready to keep watching. I also think it's so crazy that they just put out the entire season.
I know, right?
And I feel like it's going to be hard for me not to binge watch, mm-hmm. but I would like to keep watching and reporting. What about you? Would you want to continue watching and reporting, or are you over it?
Yes. I put that I...
Yes!
I would like to continue watching. I would like to continue reporting on this show. There were parts of it where I was like, boring, but I think overall... I'm intrigued. I want to see more. Show me more.
Yeah. I like it. I'm ready.
Cool.
Yeah. Cool. New show added.
All right. Well, this was a pretty quick one, but I think it was because we weren't sure if we were going to keep watching this show, but sounds like we are. So stay tuned for some more Buying Beverly Hills. Be sure to subscribe and follow along.
Follow us on Instagram on j.a.m.session.
Yeah, and we'll chat with you next time.
Yeah. Okay. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.